Hi, this is Joe Barry of Barry Investment Advisors. Today is October 28th, 2020, and this is a market update. We've had a number of clients inquire about how we think a change in Washington will affect their portfolios. There's a lot of anxiety regarding this election, and this week the trading is even focused more on the bad news with virus infections increasing and causing a great deal of concern. But first, on the election. A number of studies have been done. In fact, there's one included with a link on this email about the returns from stock investments under the Democratic leaderships and Republican. And remarkably, the economy, which has been growing now for decades, has done pretty well under both parties. In fact, if you had to give the lead to one or the other, it turns out that the Democrats have had a little bit better economic performance and stock market performance. Now, there are many other variables other than their policies that may be responsible for that, but nevertheless, that's what the statistics show. Taxes may change under a Democratic leadership. And we're beginning to get some sense of what that will mean to you, our clients, and we'll obviously get a better idea as to what taxation is going to look like moving forward after we get the final results of the election. But the concern and volatility that has been caused by the two big concerns, which are the virus and the election, we refer to those as sort of macro events. There's two ways to approach managing portfolios. One is called top-down, which is an attempt to structure your portfolio to take advantage of big macro, big picture items. Inflation, interest rates, corporate profits, taxation, world trade, the value of the dollar versus other currencies, and to make conclusions on the future by predicting the impact that changes in those big picture scenarios will have on your portfolio. The second approach is called bottoms up, and that's to lessen the influence on your decisions from macro, but focusing more on individual security investments, individual companies, individual bonds, individual funds of companies that meet your criteria. Bottoms-up investing is what made Warren Buffett so successful. And it really means that you focus more on the individual components in your portfolio. Buying companies that, in fact, many of the companies you have in your portfolios are 30, 50, even 100 years old. And these companies have navigated through these big picture changes successfully over the years. World War I, World War II, the Depression, inflations, all of the disruption from international trade, big variations in the dollar, yet these companies have been able to prosper. And it's our job as advisors to give you the most dependable way to grow your portfolios into the future, and our emphasis has been on bottom up. Now, that's not to say that we're not students and find the big picture factors quite fascinating. And those factors affect the emotions that happen in the stock market on the day-to-day trading basis. And when you look at your accounts every day, which we know you shouldn't be doing, but everybody continues to do it, and you see the fluctuations. You know, back decades ago, typical investor might have had a half a dozen accounts and you really wouldn't know how you were doing until you got your monthly statements. Now it's all consolidated into one big piece. And you see, hey, honey, we earned a new car today, or, oh my God, we lost 6 months' earnings. That's not so good for your emotional well-being, but nevertheless, that's what everybody's doing today. The impact on the up and down in your portfolio is coming from these big picture events and the emotion of the market going up and down on a daily basis. That is not, it's entertainment value only. It has nothing to do with the long-term success of the individual items that you have in your portfolio. So I want to emphasize that you own quality, well-researched investments in your account, and you should have confidence and faith that these companies and these funds that you have will continue to prosper long-term and help you accomplish your investment objectives. Now, we are available to you. Send us an email, give us a call, and we'll be happy to translate the impact of the election after we know what the results are and how that impact is going to affect you personally. Not only should we do any fine-tuning on the investment portfolio itself, but what likely tax changes will affect the buying and selling and positioning of your account. So thank you for listening today. I'm sure all of you on this call have, if you haven't already, will be doing your civic duty by next Tuesday. And we look forward to continuing to doing our best to help you accomplish your goals. Our regulatory information is available on our website, or simply give us a call. And we thank you very much for listening to this call.